Juana, J-U-A-N-A, Rodriguez, 62469. Chief complaint, vaginal bleed. Our patient is a 54-year-old woman with history of allergic rhinitis, depression, anxiety, already on iron pills, comes in today with severe vaginal or profound vaginal bleeding for the past 5 days. She's been, she still has normal periods every 28 days, but this time they've been very severe. She had an ultrasound done in November, which did not show any abnormality within the uterus. I repeat the ultrasound today. She has lots of blood in the uterus at this time, and they cannot rule out a small uterine fibroid, nevertheless, period. Medical problems, as above, medications, vitamins, Zyrtec, Zoloft, iron pills. Surgery, cholecystectomy, C-section, tonsillectomy, social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. Last period, 6/30/23, allergy, none. COVID immunizations up to date. Family history. Let me see. Stroke, heart disease, diabetes, and uterine cancer. She has a history of uterine cancer and a family history. On exam, she's alert, she's awake, she's in no distress. 164 pounds, 99%, 97, 16, 96, 140 over 77. Heart pauses, some buzzards, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft. There's mild tenderness over the lower abdomen. Pelvic ultrasound once again shows uterus full of blood and possible uterine fibroids. Number one, vaginal bleed. Number two, strong family history of uterine cancer. Number three, OB-GYN appointment coming up. Number four, she knows to keep that appointment. Number five, I told her that at her age, any bleeding, any vaginal bleeding is cancer to approve and otherwise. Next number, Lysteda, L-Y-S-T-E-D-A, 650, two tablets, TID to stop the bleeding. Next number is continue with iron. Next number is patient wants to wait to see the OB-GYN before she has any blood work done. Thank you.